kind of depends. If we drive, I can bring the full, you know, furry costume that I have. But if it's,
Do you have the squeaker? So you won't be able to talk to people. Yep. You just hold that squeaker in your hand and everyone will say, like, oh, hello, JR. And you go, maybe Big Fatty actually is a furry. And Squeaky Kitty just came because he was so used to, like, talking to people as if he were a furry. And he got really used to it, so...
Maybe. Maybe we'll find out in Las Vegas.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Maybe Big Fatty actually is a furry.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1747 of the BFO for Monday the 6th of October 2014. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend.
Big Fatty, you didn't do anything.
Hello, waxers.
Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it's the first Monday of October. Y'all, isn't that supposed to be... is that some sort of first Monday of October? Is that... There's something about that. I don't know what it is. Was it a movie, or is that like when the Supreme Court disavows all knowledge of something or something? I don't know what it is.
Betty, why'd you bring it up?
Y'all, you are waxers today because, y'all, we are waxing towards a full moon on Wednesday. So, you know that's what it's called. As you're moving from a new moon to the full moon, the moon is waxing. And when you're moving from a full moon to a new moon, the moon is waning.
Betty. Thank you so much for our lunar lesson of the day.
Yes, the lunar lesson of the day, indeed. You know, with the, excuse me, with what was I saying?
Big Fatty, we don't know.
What was I saying?
Big Fatty, maybe Squeaky Kitty can speak for you. Since you're obviously a furry, you know, Hendrick. Hendrick is a furry, according to Miss Beaver.
It's true. And, Miss Beaver did send me photographic evidence of Hendrick being a furry.
Big Fatty, I think she meant he is furry,
which is even better than being a furry.
Yes, Big Fatty.
But anyway, y'all, let's just see here. I've got me a list here, and y'all, I think
Big Fatty, you don't have nothing on the list, but go ahead and pretend like there's something on it.
Y'all, why don't we just talk about the weekend?
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, let's go back. Last time I recorded was on Thursday, and y'all, then Thursday night, let's see, what did I do Thursday night? Y'all, I don't think I did much of anything Thursday. I think I had some wine. Y'all, I've had a lot of wine this week, this past week, and I think this coming week there's going to be a lot of wine also, because y'all, it's probably one of the busiest weeks at the coal mine this coming week, and what am I trying to say? Nerves will be on edge, and you know, you don't want to set anybody. Y'all, it's basically a double Zoloft week, and y'all. Plus, it's a full moon, and
yes, Big Fatty, you gave us that lesson earlier.
Y'all, I really don't remember what I did Thursday. It's just a couple of days. Y'all, I'm telling you, it gets worse. It just gets worse. You don't remember shit the older you get.
Yes, Big Fatty. Well, you're moving into your life is waning, not waxing anymore.
It's true. But y'all on a fright. In the coal mine, y'all, we had lots of shit going on. And y'all, I was helping Larry Clyde with a project, and we were out of the office going through and having to be very meticulous about checking things and all. And y'all, we came back into the to the orifices there in the coal mine, and y'all sat down at my desk, and I said, "Lord of mercy, it's 1 p.m. in the afternoon." And y'all, I couldn't believe it. The time had just flown by, But y'all, I had a meeting Friday morning, and y'all, that was it's because y'all, the coal mine's gotten into a little bit of a jam, and they needed Big Fatty to help out. And you know, Big Fatty's help comes at a premium. Big Fatty, and by premium I mean with a cost involved. So y'all, you know, Big Fatty used to do announcing and all, had announcing duties, but y'all, I'd given that up a few years back. But y'all, they needed an announcer for this coming weekend, and so they said, "Oh, let's just see if Big Fatty will do it." And so y'all went and had my little meeting, and kind of did a little walk through, because some things have changed and all. So y'all, I have announcing duties this coming Saturday. So y'all, and they're paying a premium for that. Big Fatty, where are we going to eat? We're not. But Big Fatty, I wanted cake. Well, maybe we'll have a cake, but we're not going to eat. But anyway, so after work on a Friday, y'all came back here to the Fat Cave, and can't remember what I really did Friday night. Y'all, I have caught up on quite a few programs that I'm recording in the TV machine, and y'all, you know, Big Fatty has been watching the Big Run Northern Mexico. Big Fatty, don't you have music for that?
Canada.
Big Fatty, it sounds exactly the same except for that man saying the word Canada.
Well, that's how you know it's Canada. I got to see the finale of the Big Run Northern Mexico. And y'all, I know most of you don't get an opportunity to see that, but y'all, it's it was really quite good. Big Fatty was very pleased with the outcome. It wasn't my first choice for the winners, but it was certainly my second choice, and I'm okay with that. So, yes, Big Fatty! And, y'all, I think I had some more wine on Friday. Big Fatty, oh, Big, we're going to call you Wonderful Wino. It's true. But, y'all, you know, we had that, the good Moose Pea wine on sale at the Von's East. You know, is buy a bottle, get a bottle free. Or two for the price of one. Big Fatty. On Saturday, let me see, what did I do on Saturday? Y'all, I cooked me some country ham. Big Fatty, is that spelled? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. But I had country ham and red eye gravy, and y'all, I made me some grits. I needed some grits, and so I had my grits and butter and red eye gravy on there and my country ham, and y'all, it was just lovely. And then Saturday afternoon, y'all, I realized that since this was going to be such a busy week and a stressful week in the coal mine, that I might need to go back to the Von's East and get me some more of that Moose Pea wine. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Oh, it's Squeaky Kitty, yes! You also went back to the Von's East, and y'all, I did indeed pick up a couple more bottles of the Moose Pea wine, the Merlot, and y'all, when I went to check out the cassier, he said, "Now, are you old enough to purchase the holy water?" And I said, "Yes." So, but y'all, I found it interesting that he called the moose pee wine the holy water. Bee, honey. Y'all, also got, I got me a jar of, extra crunchy peanut butter. It was on sale. Y'all, I needed coffee filters, and I had forgotten to get them on Wednesday when I was over there at the at the Vonsies. And y'all, I needed some new sponges, scrubber sponges in the kitchen. So y'all, I went and got them, and y'all, they were 25% off. So I got two packages of those, and y'all, they had cookeries. They had in-store the Vonsies cookeries on sale. It was buy a baker's dozen, get a baker's dozen free. And so y'all, I got me some chocolate chip cookeries, and I got the free ones were the Heath Bar Crunch cookeries. And y'all, and then I decided I was just gonna go ahead and get me two more of the chicken bazooms, because you know I've when I go to the Vonsies, that it kind of goes hand in hand, is get the chicken bazooms. But y'all, I gotta tell you this, I'm kind of disappointed. The past couple of times I've gotten the chicken bazooms, they just haven't been as good as they have in the past. So I may be taking a break from those, and you got to do that every now and then. But y'all, I spent $29.37, but y'all have saved $18.06. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, as I do after I go to the Von's East. Y'all, by the way, I forgot to tell you something about the Von's East. Y'all, it's officially the holidays. It's officially the holidays. Now, why, and long-time listeners of the BFO will know why it's officially the holidays. Y'all, the cinnamon brooms are in the store now, and the arrival of the cinnamon brooms is always an indication that the holidays have started. So y'all, pick up your cinnamon broom next time you ask. It's your Vons or Vons East or Vons North or Vons Midwest or Big Fatty Danny Vons Mexico. Yes. But y'all, I went by the P.O. box, and y'all, there was cat, and y'all, it's in an orange envelope also. So I'm stymied. I'm just stymied as to whether I should open this now or wait until we get a little bit closer to the gay crema. But y'all, it is from the Robs up there in the Illinois, and y'all, I found this interesting on the back of it. It says "Season of Doom and Gloom," and then right below it, it says
"Trademark Vera Charles."
So, the Robs and Princess Hannah, you got to let Big Fatty know if he should go ahead and open these up now and just go ahead and save them. I'm going to save them unless I hear otherwise from you. Y'all, speaking of the Vons, yo, y'all, she recorded her 900th, little show, and y'all, Big Fatty is embarrassed, just embarrassed, y'all, that I didn't see it coming, and y'all, I should have called. I said, Big Fatty, you did call, but I didn't call to, I didn't call to wish her a happy 900th. So, y'all, yes, I guess I gotta make a call and wish her happy 901 or something like that. Big Fatty. And y'all then came home on Saturday afternoon, and I had my fried chicken, and I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show. You know, it's back from the hibernation, and y'all, it was just lovely. We had a full crew. You know, y'all, I think at one point Gavin, you know, Gavin was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, and y'all, Sunday was his celebration of exiting the birth canal, along with the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. 2011, that Joe and Dallas, you know, they share a birthday. Big fatty, but Gavin's much older. It's true. He is ancient. Gavin, I think Gavin had 9 people on the Skype call. And y'all, I'm going to try to remember who all was there. It was our burger and Gavin and Blind Guy Jay, old stink pipe, Toppy Smelly, and Jay the Haunt Cub, and I.T. Cruiser, and who else was in there? I'm going to forget somebody. Oh, later on, Carry an Umbrella from the future, Liam. He was in there, and y'all, then David, that blue jeans guy, came in, and y'all, the big surprise of the evening, and if I'm forgetting somebody, please forgive me. Oh, Tracy was in there also, but y'all, the big surprise of the evening was, y'all, that Larkin from out there in the sack of tomatoes, y'all, he has resurfaced, kind of like that George in Atlanta, who put out a little show. But y'all, that Larkin has resurfaced, and y'all, he was on his camera, and y'all, he looks good. He looks very good, and it was just lovely to see his smiling face and hear his dulcet tones. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I don't know, but I think you're supposed to say dulcet when you use the word tone. Yes, Big Fatty. It was just lovely to see him, and y'all speaking of Hendrick, you know, he had a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I get these testimoniums from Hendrick. Oh, honey, when is Pride 48 next year? We need to know the dates. I'm coming. And y'all, the fact that Hendrick's coming, that should make you want to touch yourself inappropriately. Yes, we're ready. You know, because he's a furry. I don't know if you knew that or not. He's a furry, according to Miss Beaver. After we had that, y'all, I had to bow out. And Gavin gave away a scarf to the chat room that evening. It was a scarf that he had made, and I think David, that blue jeans guy, won it. Y'all, he wins everything. And y'all, they were saying that it was like him winning $1 million. I said, no, it's a scarf. Afterwards, and Granny was in the chat room too. But y'all, after the regular little show, y'all, that, you know, they do that after show, and you know, they get a little vulgar on that. That's okay. I went and got ready, and because Granny and I, we're going out to the Dudley Do-Rights, and y'all, we did indeed go out, and we had a couple of folks that normally join us out there, and y'all, then we had I had met a gentleman caller on the Grin Doctor. He's visiting from the UK. I don't know if Naught knows him or not. Probably so, but he was out, and he came over and sat down and chatted with us, and y'all, then there was a very handsome man visiting from Myrtle Beach he was by himself, and he came over and sat with us, and y'all, we just had a gay old time. It was just lovely, and that was that. And then Sunday, y'all, it's just been a domestic kind of a domestic kind of day. I had washed my underpants. Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants. All right, well, I washed everything but my underpants, then I have, what else have I done? Big Fatty, nothing. You hadn't done a damn thing. Oh, I had to go, Veda was working in the office. So I went in and relieved him for a few minutes. Big Fatty, that sounds very vulgar. No, I mean, so he could go out and get something to eat. That was that. And now I gotta go call the hatch. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all watched a lot of TV this weekend. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the boys from the Howdy Do Pancakes. And Calvin, in all your wishes, what do you wish would come true?
Maybe Big Fatty actually is a furry.
Oh, yes. Would you like to pet my pelt? Big Fatty Vulga!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.